Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher.
My name is Yaling Fisher.
Thanks very much for joining us. We've got a great podcast for you for this Friday, April 9th. It's Aloha Friday, and it is our 378th podcast. So glad you're with us. We've got a lot to talk about because we didn't have a podcast on Wednesday. We're going to talk about some Hawaii vacation news. I'm going to talk about my iPad experience. Yeah, about my dirty iPad. We're also going to be talking about some fun that we had the last couple of days and go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. If we've got some time, I want to talk a little bit about the Merry Monarch Festival that's going on the Big Island, and also a podcast listener question. So I just don't know how much time we're actually going to have, so I'm finally going to time it here so I can keep on time today. I want to thank you for tuning in. The podcast is brought to you by us. We are the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. In Hawaii, we're Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.Hawaii-Aloha.com.
You can reach us at 1-800-843-8771 or email us at podcast@Hawaii-Aloha.com. And you can find us on Twitter.
That's right.
Aloha Bruce, Aloha Yaling, and Facebook.
Yes.
Come to our fan page.
Please, come to our fan page. Join it by going to Hawaii Aloha Travel
on Facebook. Go to Facebook and type in Hawaii Aloha Travel.
Yeah. You're bound to find us.
You will find us.
And hopefully you will get involved. We love to hear from you guys. And if you have any questions or you need a second opinion on your travel plans to Hawaii.
Call him.
Yeah, call her.
Him.
Her.
Him.
Yeah. Because we want to help you plan your next Hawaii vacation. We got a lot to talk about. Okay, over the weekend, of course, last Friday, it was a week ago today, we started hearing news about the iPad coming out on Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said right away, I was not going to get an iPad because I'm not a first-genner. I'm just not a first-genner, meaning I don't like to buy first-generation anything. Because you know what? They consider us beta testers, really. You know, you buy something, you wait online, and then you get it, and then there's all these issues and stuff. So I just am not a first-genner. So we were having a little fun on Saturday. We went out. We were chilling with the Blackwells, some friends of ours, and just relaxing and had a couple Bloody Marys.
Uh-oh.
And then we went to the mall. And there is also a Mai Tai bar at Ala Moana Center. So we went there, and while Yelling was shopping, Yelling was actually in a shopping mood, which is that's unusual for her. You know, I can't, you know, she's low maintenance. She doesn't really like to do the shopping thing, but you were there with Sakara, and you ended up shopping, and you bought a few things, and I did a little shopping, but I did spend a little time at the bar. So I had a few drinks, and it was relaxed.
Yeah, find a man chair.
Yeah, then I found a man chair. We found a whole, like, man lounge. You know, like when you go to the mall, you don't want to sit. You know, if you're a guy, you don't want to go shopping, right? You got to sit. And at Ala Moana Center, a beautiful mall, if you're coming here for Hawaii vacation, you definitely want to check out this mall. In fact, it's really such a international mall because people from Japan tell us when they come here for vacation that their stores here, and especially our high-end stores like the Pravda and the Louis Vuitton and the Armani stores, and those are really, really nice. You definitely want to check that out when you're here on vacation. We were there at the mall, and our friends were leaving, and we had to be at the Moana Surf Rider, which I also want to tell you about. I got some news about the Moana Surf Rider. They're starting some great music there, and we'll talk a little bit about that if I can ever get through this story. Anyway, my friends were leaving, and then we ran into another friend,
Apple.
And she works for Apple, Jean Marie, and I said, she says, come on in. You got to come see it.
Okay.
She says, I can get you one. You won't have to wait in line.
What?
Yeah. So we get into the store, and they're holding these beautiful iPods up. You know,
iPad.
Everywhere. iPads. Yeah.
Ew.
Cannot open. You know, they have these iPads everywhere, and they're showing you all the video on it, and I'm looking at it, and I'm going, this is too cool. I love about it is, you know, everything is instantly there. If I want my email, as long as I'm hooked up to the internet, boom, my email is there. I don't have to wait around, like, for my netbook to boot up and everything. So everything is right there. I love the way it does books.
Don't look at it by yourself.
You know? No, I'm not looking at it by myself. I don't think you guys can see it. But like, let's say you want to do a book. There's a book.
Plenty of
books. I can now, you know, flip the pages. It turns just like a real page. Yeah, I'll show you. You're actually going to see it in this clip that I'm going to show.
Mm-hmm.
I love the iPad. It's really a lot of fun. It does get dirty. That's the only thing. But they have this great case that you hook up here, and it becomes a place where you can just, you know, you can stick your iPad, like, right here, you know. You can stick it right here. You can't see it with the camera, but, like, right here, you know. It just sits up. You know, you can look
at
it. It's just a great little toy and having a lot of fun with my iPad. And I'm glad I got it. You know, Yaling and I have been fighting over it because she has her game on there, one of her games on there. Very cool game.
The farm game.
Well, we play games. Some big stories to talk about. A lot of big news.
So finish it, iPad.
So that's it. What else do I need to tell them? Just check it out. You definitely want to get an iPad. I think it's a lot of fun. What else do you want me to say?
No. But it's good.
Yeah. Tons of stuff, and it's a great toy.
Books,
I can't really
iPad,
show you that well because it doesn't
everything.
Come out in, in the screen. But anyway, so we got all our podcasts. Everything is in there, and I highly recommend it. It's a great tool to have.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of big news. Lots of things to talk about. We went to a launch party. Speaking of the iPad, we went to a launch party, and we had a... we had a great time.
And
we went to a launch party and we saw our friend there, Eric Nakagama.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the launch party for this application, which is What Chefs Eat application, where you can find, and we talked about this on our show the last time, and you can find great restaurants to eat at from the eyes of chefs that live here. And the thing is that these chefs know where to eat. So you cut right through the chase and you find the best restaurants. And they like to choose mom and pop places like Hank's Hot Dogs. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. But let's show you a clip of, and I think this is a funny clip because Eric is there telling us a little bit about it. And then he gets into trouble with Roy. So let's take a look at that. So there you have it, Roy. You know, the guy had to thank Roy again, and Roy got funny, and he was yelling at his friend there. Roy's quite a character, that guy. At the end, he was really funny, too. So we had a good time. We had a wonderful time there. And, you know, that guy there, that geek there that you just saw, the guy who created, that's the guy who created this application, What Chefs Eat. He is the founder and geek. He's like an uber geek of Hawaii. He founded I Can Cheeseburger. Have you ever heard of that website? I Can Cheeseburger. Yeah, that's the one with all the cats on it. You know, he founded that here in Hawaii. And it, you know, sold it for millions of dollars. Millions and millions of dollars later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then he started another
new company.
Another new company, a startup, and he does a lot of these applications. So that's a great app to get into. And another big news. Exciting news is, have you ever seen the show Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives? That's a big show on the Food Channel. And the other day, they featured some restaurants from Hawaii. And they featured Hank's Hot Dogs, Nico's Restaurant, and the Highway Inn. And these are all restaurants we've been to. We've actually talked about them here on our little show here. And last night, when we were at this opening, actually it was the other day, it was Friday. Mm-hmm. What was it, Saturday, Friday night? Friday night we went to, we ran into this guy who runs, Hank's, and also they did Jermaine's Luau. That's the other one that was in.
Oh, the Luau, they do the pig.
Yeah, and Henry Adiana, he's a restaurateur, and he, over the years, has been involved in promoting a lot of the high-profile chefs, not just here in Hawaii, but all over the country. But he started his own brand of hot dog called Hank's Hot Dogs. And they're the most yummy hot dogs you ever had. They're real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Guy Fieri, he's the best. And everybody loves him. And Big Mac
he's
is here.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah, very, very funny guy. And it's a great
hot
show.
Dog.
And it's appearing now, you know, through April. So you're going to enjoy it. And if you get a chance, you want to, when you come to Hawaii, you want to check out Hank's hot dogs. And
yum,
I have
yum.
A clip of one of these hot dogs. Check his hot dog out.
This is my Chicago hot dog.
Yeah, that's a Chicago hot dog.
This is my favorite Chicago hot dog.
He pronounces this. Yeah, I know you love those. And I hadn't really ever had one of those, actually.
Actually, this is the first time that I eat a hot dog. I enjoy it a lot.
I know. It was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Man, I can't believe I'm eating hot dogs. But he spells it hot. H-A-U-G-H-T. This is spelled like H-O-T.
Hot,
hot dogs. So you definitely want to check them out. So, you know, this is kind of turning into like a show about restaurants, you know, some like smaller places, because there was the other one that was featured in there was the Highway Inn. We did a little piece on the Highway Inn, so I thought we'd play that for you real quick here. And this one, tell me which word I said wrong three times in the piece, okay?
I think I know already.
Doesn't look like it's working too good. I don't know. I don't think that was working too good. It looked like it was a little choppy, so we'll keep that out. Anyway, I kept on mispronouncing Kahlua pig for Kailua pig. And I did that three times, and people were making fun of me. But anyway, it's an easy thing to mix up, right? Anyway, so we had a great... So those are two big news items. A couple of other things I wanted to mention is that Hawaii's inter-island carrier Mokulele Go said that their load factor finally increased 3.1 percentage points over same time period last year. So, but at the same time, they're saying that demand for inter-island travel is remaining soft, which is surprising to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that March compared to the same period last year is reflecting an overall decline in Hawaii numbers, visitor numbers. But that Paul Skellion, he's the vice president that we met, that Mr. Nice Guy,
mm-hmm.
which wasn't so nice.
Mm-hmm.
he said that as the global economy improves, Hawaii is going to continue to be a great place for a vacation.
Of course.
Big revelation. He's got a big revelation there, right?
Mm.
I don't understand that. I don't know why he can't keep his planes filled. Because
why?
People are coming here, and we had a fantastic March. I think it was way up, personally, for us. And every flight that we've been on lately has been full on Hawaiian. Why can Hawaiian keep their airplanes full and they can't? Go figure.
Go figure.
You know, I have no idea.
Okay. So next case.
Yeah. Let me just do this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. Ouch.
Ouch.
So, you know. That's just good to know. Also, Maui, you know, we've been talking about how the occupancy rate and a lot of the airlift has been increased
mm-hmm.
to Maui. Am
yep.
I boring you again? You're tired?
Yeah.
Anyway, they had the highest jump, 17 percentage points over last year. They're up to 77% occupancy.
Ooh,
and rates
hopefully
are,
will be 100 soon.
Hopefully it will. And their average room rate is now up to $262.
God, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. And the average room rate now for all of Hawaii is $192, which is about the same as it was.
Man.
And then I was mentioning to you, we had a wonderful, I keep saying wonderful, but it's a beautiful, we really had a beautiful afternoon, Saturday afternoon after I bought my iPod.
Got teased by everybody.
We we went over to the Moana Surfrider, which we haven't been out to the Banyan in a while.
Mm-hmm.
We had a wonderful, nice time at the Banyan. I realized how beautiful it is, and it just so happened that just over the weekend, I had heard also that they're going to be having more live entertainment out there. And they're going to kind of try and bring back the old days, the days of Hawaii Calls. That's before you were born, yelling. Hawaii Calls was a radio show that actually was broadcast from there, from the Moana Surfrider, back in the 20s. It was one of the first radio shows. It was one of the first things that really gave Hawaii a kind of a public persona where people in mainstream started to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Beach Bar is a perfect place for this live music. And they're going to start doing it on weekend afternoons right on Waikiki Beach. And they're going to bring in a lot of talented musicians.
Wow.
Like David Kamuela, that duo, the Kamuela duo, and Randy Allen. These are some of the real popular ones. And a lot of variety of music. They're going to do traditional Hawaiian. They're going to do Hapa Haole music. And also, you know, island contemporary stuff, which is kind of like Makana. By the way, we're going to see Makana tonight. And I'm going to try and get an interview with him. So we haven't talked to him in a while. Get up to speed.
Get a new geek information.
Yeah. And they can also enjoy this live entertainment every Saturday and Sunday from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Wow.
So you can do the afternoon coffee or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. There's some other news items, but we're kind of running out of time. I just heard before we went on the air that the Planet Hollywood is closing. April 18th. It's done. And
I do think they're going to move to the new location.
No, they're done. That's it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so...
Uh-oh.
Boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo.
You know what? I only been there. Maybe I was there a handful of times the whole time I was here. I mean, the whole time I've lived here. And one other quick thing, and then we got to get right to packages because we're running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
The Merry Monarch is happening now on the Big Island.
From yesterday.
Yeah, start from yesterday. And this is the first year that you can actually catch the festival online in high definition. And if you go to our website on our blog, there's a link to it. And I don't know the name of the link, otherwise I'd give it to you. But you can now also see clips from last night. And
it's
for the
so
first
beautiful.
Time, it's like being there. It really is. And now with high definition, you know, the whole – it changes it so much. And people now with the internet can now really, really experience what it's like, almost like better than being there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard to get tickets to it. People start to send in for tickets in December, and within two weeks, it's entirely sold out. Very difficult to get tickets. So this is a great way for you to see it. So mm-hmm. get over there and check it out.
I saw a little bit, yes. Do you know, for the yesterday
show, I didn't see it.
They are so good.
Yeah, it's like the Olympics of hula. It really
they
is.
They are so beautiful.
And it's so much preparation and so much work goes into it. And mm-hmm. they train all year round for this competition.
Yep.
And I'm always at awe when I see how much athletic ability is involved in it, especially when the men compete.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's amazing.
It's just a beautiful,
beautiful
thing. It's just a beautiful thing. So you want to check that out. It's synonymous with Hawaii. And this year is probably one of the biggest celebrated one because both Uncle George and
Auntie
Donnie Thompson have both passed away.
Yeah, just like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, as well as Ray Fonseca, who was also big in it. And so this is very special. There's going to be tributes and stuff to them. So definitely check out the Merry Monarch Festival.
Yeah.
And now you can do it anywhere in the world. So enjoy that. Now's the time we'd like to talk about packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours.
We'll do it quick.
So let's do it real quick here.
Yep. And the first one for Family of Four, travel day San Francisco to Honolulu on August 10 to 15, stay in the Hilton Hawaiian Village. And they have a leg reading transfer for $3,488.
Wow. Not a bad package, considering you're talking about four people in August.
People.
Fantastic. Getting in early, Hilton Hawaiian Village. Congratulations to the Melendez family.
Yeah.
And they're going to have a great time. And congratulations to Isabel over at Extension 37. She put this package together.
Next one will be Family 3. It's a travel from Portland, Oregon to Honolulu. Travel day June 22nd to 28th. Staying partial Waikiki leg reading transfer for $2,326.
Wow, $2,326. Great package. Two people coming all the way from Phoenix. They're going to have a great time. They got that upgrade to an ocean view. And you know what? We love the park. Sure, it's right there on the Diamond Head side. Nothing obstructing. It's got to be one of the best locations, best values in all of Hawaii. Congratulations to the Muirs family, Diane, Brandon, and Wyatt, and also to the agent that put this together. That's Makana over at Extension 40. So keep in mind, these are the people that you want to contact to book these packages.
Yep. And last one will be Travel Day, June 7 to 12, Los Angeles to Honolulu. Stay in Pacho Waikiki, have a leg reading, have a three different activity. Total for $2,003.
$2,003 with all those activities, including Jermaine's Luau, which was just featured in Dining.
Yeah, and dinner, cruise, and Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, fantastic. Terrific package. Also staying at the Park Shore. We have a great upgrade path right now. Mm-hmm. You can get a partial ocean view all the way up to an ocean view there. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to Daniel and Donna Dutton. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a wonderful time in Hawaii, Nate.
Yep.
And to Kalei over at Extension 31, she's that agent that put it together.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that helps you out. And we're just running out of time. Want to thank you for tuning in. We do this every Wednesday and Friday. Although we didn't have a podcast this Wednesday, we'll be back again next Wednesday with a program for you.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, make sure that you check out our blogs and our past episodes on our podcast page. And have a great weekend. Until next time, for my beautiful wife, Yaleng, and myself, Bruce, we'll say aloha and mahalo.